Beads of sweat covered his upper lip.
I...
Quincy leaned forward. He was firmly in control, and now he said with a trace of steel, "You're standing 100 feet from the graves of 2 murdered children, Mr. Mann. You helped bury them today. You said prayers for them today. Help us solve their murders. Finally, tell us the truth." The school counselor shuddered. His gaze darted all around them looking for escape, but there was none. There was just him and 2 law enforcement officers and the secret truth Quincy had finally ferreted out from the dark corners of man's conscience. Richard Mann looked up. He was clearly ashamed. "He didn't say enough for me to do anything with it," he murmured. "I swear, if I'd known what was going to happen..."
"Spit it out," Rainey ordered.
"I asked Danny once what he really knew about Nolava. I told him my concerns about him befriending someone who was only an email address. What if he was really a 6-year-old boy or a dirty old man? Though I didn't put it quite that bluntly."
"What did he say, Richard?"
"He said she wasn't anything like that. And when I tried to explain to him that was exactly my point, she might not even be a she, but a he, Danny got this funny look on his face. He blew me off. At the time, I thought it was attitude. But after Tuesday, I started to wonder, what if it wasn't attitude? What if he was simply positive that he knew the truth? For example, if he'd met Nolava in person, so he'd seen for himself that she was female."
"Why the hell didn't you tell us this earlier?"
"It was just a theory," Mann protested.
"You told us all your other theories."
"Nolava isn't a theory. I saw the emails. And I was honestly saying what I'd heard about Melissa and her father. How was I to know it was a rumor?"
Rainey blew out an exasperated puff of air. Leave it to an amateur head shrink to fuck up a critical investigation. She gave him a remorseless stare. He bowed his head. "Anything else you'd like to tell us, Richard?"
"No," he said meekly. "That would be all."